Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is for the exclusive use of Financial Supermarkets member institutions. It begins now.
Greetings, FSI member institutions. I'm Dave Martin, and I'm happy to be back with you for just a few minutes to talk about the unpredictability of sales success. Now, I know that sounds a little odd. Some folks hear the term unpredictable and immediately think, well, if something is unpredictable, then I really can't influence those results. Well, that's not the point of this podcast. Stay with me here. A recent conversation I had with a few branch managers got me thinking about an old quote that I've borrowed a few times. That quote about advertising is actually over 100 years old, but it still makes sense today. A merchant and advertising innovator named John Wanamaker once said that half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. The trouble is, I don't know which half. And he was never quite sure exactly what portion of his advertising was actually generating results during any given period. So in theory, he could cut his efforts and expenses in half and still generate the same results. But he operated in the real world, not a theoretical one. Now, I've always considered that quote to have a broader application than just advertising. I frequently stress to managers and frontline employees that the results you will achieve in any one day may not seem highly correlated to the amount of work you put in that day. There are days in which you hit the branch with a smile on your face and a song in your heart. You get out there and give your best efforts. You provide great service to existing customers or members and engage as many potential new ones as you can. You utilize your marketing opportunities and do everything you can to grow your business. And even on those kind of days, we sometimes don't see the immediate results we feel we've, well, earned. When we do everything right, we should see positive results, right? Well, right. But it might not happen at the pace or predictability we'd like. I like to point out to folks that we're not dealing with inanimate objects. We can't say, if I exert this much effort on object A, I will observe X amount of movement by object A. That kind of formula works well in mechanical engineering. But in the world of marketing and sales, well, not so much. People, right, store customers, are independent variables in our little sales equations. They don't respond to the same efforts on our parts in the exact same ways or in the exact same manner. And the very same person you encounter this week is a slightly different version of himself or herself than the one you interacted with last week. This thing we call life tends to influence our moods and preferences and interests, at least a little, as we experience it. Some days, our best sales efforts are encountered by folks receptive to them. And some days, we aren't as fortunate. But our odds of finding right message, right time, greatly increase when we remain dedicated to consistently getting our messages out there. Some folks need to see, hear, or experience the same messages multiple times to actually receive them. And then they do. And then they act. Our actions and messages didn't change. They did. A slow day or week isn't a sign that your efforts are being wasted. In fact, the most successful salespeople you will ever encounter have experienced more rejection, some friendly, some not, than their peers. But they realize that rejection in its various forms is not a sign that they are bad at their jobs. It's a sign that they are actually out there doing their jobs. Every day, thousands of potential new banking relationships are walking through the doors of your stores. Some are folks new to town, whom you've never met before. And some are folks you've seen dozens of times in the past. Some are of the frame of mind today to consider how you and your in-store branch may be able to improve their personal banking situation. And some aren't, but they may be next time. Or the next. In an unpredictable sales world, what is predictable is that the branches who are the most consistent and proactive with their marketing and sales efforts tend to generate greater growth and find more success than their peers over time. Make sure you and your team is one of those predictably more successful branches. Until next time, in-store bankers, for FSI, I'm Dave Martin. Have a great day.
The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work of Financial Supermarkets Incorporated. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.